Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the White House, President Trump sent to announce initial plans for what's called the Golden Dome missile defense system, designed to defend against ICBMs and hypersonic capabilities. President Trump earlier met with Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill as GOP leaders prepare to take up votes on the reconciliation bill aimed at lowering taxes for the wealthy and cutting key programs like Medicaid. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
Speaker Mike Johnson doesn't appear to have the votes. Holdouts in his party, some calling for changes to Medicaid, others saying that they want a higher cap on the state and local tax credit. And then there are rank and file members who say they are concerned that this bill could change too much from the one that House Republican leadership promised them.
Testimony continuing in the sex trafficking and racketeering trial of Sean Diddy Combs. The music mogul's ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura testified last week that Combs abused her and coerced her into participating in sex parties. Today, Ventura's mother testified. This is ABC News. In New Orleans, a maintenance worker at the Orleans Parish Justice Center has been arrested, allegedly shutting off the water to the toilet to help 10 inmates escape last week. The fourth escapee now captured.
The 10 men, some facing murder charges, managed to get through a hole behind a toilet.
That toilet didn't just come off the wall during somebody's lunch break. And where's the water?
Answer, says Orleans Parish District Attorney Jason Williams, maintenance worker Sterling Williams.
It appears Mr. Williams assisted these inmates make good their escape by shutting off the water to that toilet.
Now the 33-year-old Williams is in custody while the search continues for the other six escapees. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Relief for commuters using the nation's third largest transit train system. Trains are rolling again after New Jersey Transit reached a tentative deal with to end a strike with union workers. Train engineers were demanding higher pay. It was the first New Jersey Transit strike in over 40 years. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Got a fender bender? Don't let your insurance company steer you in the wrong direction. You get to choose where your vehicle is repaired. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green, where craftsmanship meets value with a reputation for award-winning work and rates that make sense. Classic Auto Body delivers repairs you can trust. Call 588-7399 or stop by on Highway 14 in Spring Green. That's Classic Auto Body, home of the legendary Ring Brothers. Your car deserves the best.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Your forecast heading into the evening is calling for temperatures cooling down to the lower 40s and east winds 15 to 25. Showers continuing. Wednesday, scattered drizzle and on and off light rain, highs of 52, northeast winds 10 to 15. Wednesday, look for highs of 43 and mostly cloudy. Partly sunny Thursday, highs of 63. Winds are out of the southwest at 5 and it's 43 degrees.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
100.9 WRCO.
I'm just a-changing. The kind of girl that keeps you waiting, waiting around. get her toes done bright red. She's always reapplying lipstick. The Money River Bank, she's the first in and the last out. She's got something I can't figure out that everybody's talking about. She got the blue jeans painted on tight that everybody wants on a Saturday night. She got the mood ring, she never the same. The sun on 1 minute, then she's pouring down rain. And she do whatever she wants, so when she moves, every jaw gonna drop. And I do what I don't want her to stop. I want whatever she's got. You thought your plan was parking to figure out where your heart is, so twist it up. Have you spending every weekend, every penny you've been keeping, just to figure out what she's thinking? You're thinking it's love, 'cause she got the blue jeans painted on tight that everybody wants on a Saturday night. She got the mood ring, she never the same.
Angel tonight, but you might wanna slip off those. my hands and needing your hips. Want the first taste. Took me whiskey right off of your lips. So close all the blinds, lock all the doors, put away anything that'll break. Baby, I need you tonight. Let's see how much love we can make. I want you in the worst way.
The difference, hear the best. Richland Family Restaurant, the official sponsor of WRCO Studios.
I'll be riding in a cab, going downtown, finding faces I know in a big crowd, trying to drink the pain away.
Yeah.
be a riot. Rascal Flatts here on WRCO. Line dancing at the Richland Center American Legion this evening at 6 has been canceled. They will be back, though, next week. Also, in terms of sports-related cancellations, the Southwest Conference track meet at Dodgeville postponed until Thursday. Mineral Point at Riverdale Baseball postponed until next Tuesday. The Ithaca JV baseball games against Westby, they are canceled. Also, the Weston DeSoto baseball and softball games postponed. All Richland Centers after-school sports today. Baseball, softball, track, and soccer canceled. Ridge and Valley Conference track meet at North Crawford postponed until Thursday. And Church League softball games are canceled tonight. They will be made up at the end of the season. Looking at sports that are being held, well, the Brewers. They'll be back in action this evening when they play host to Baltimore, and that will have a 6:40 first pitch time, and you can hear it over on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the GPS directions first, before driving to the mall.
Turn right at the light. In 1,000 miles, you will reach Montreal.
Not Montreal, the mall.
Recalculating. 6,000 miles to Nepal.
No, the mall.
Checking first is smart.
Recalculating.
So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
With planting season just around the corner, now is the time to check fuel off your list. Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg offers flexible delivery schedules and competitive pricing on diesel fuel, gasoline, and bulk lubes. Keep your operation running smoothly with a reliable service from a name you can trust. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914 and fuel up for a successful season.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Here's something important you need to know about McFarland's at 780 Carolina Street in Sauk City. From our power equipment, farm parts, and service departments, we're always rolling. From our biggest farm equipment to your home tractor, we'll take good care of you from sales to service, no matter what the size. McFarland's, one block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood. Dedication and determination have paid off. Congratulations to every graduate from Highland and Dodgeville High Schools. This message is proudly sponsored by Walsh's Ace, Cardinal Glass CG, WCCU Credit Union, House on the Rock Resort and Attraction, and Ring Brothers Classic Auto Body.
Chasing the cat up a tree. I'm looking
all over me and this bedroom and the sunrise. Finding all your goodbyes, your makeup on the pillowcase, your hair tie on the bedside. We're so toxic, but we can't stop it. We're supposed to be broke up, but that bed's rocking. It's only over when we're sober. We don't believe it when we say goodbye. We always say we want some closure. Shots of that whiskey turns into I miss you when you miss me. They say it's over when it's over, but they don't know us. It's only over when it's over. We're back at it.
I'm Michelle Franzen. A new ground-based and space-based missile defense system in the U.S. is one step closer to reality. President Trump at the White House announcing the initial plans for the Golden Dome missile defense plan. That system would be able to intercept ICBMs, cruise missiles, and hypersonic capabilities by China and Russia.
Ronald Reagan wanted it many years ago, but they didn't have the technology, but it's something we're going to have. We're going to have it at the highest level.
The president says it will protect future generations. That system could cost billions to complete. A fourth employee at the Orleans Parish Jail has been suspended after 10 inmates escaped the jail last week. It includes a maintenance worker who allegedly told authorities he shut off the water to a cell's toilet. Six escapees are still on the run and considered armed and dangerous. And Hollywood is mourning the loss of George Wendt. The actor, best known for his role as Norm Peterson on the hit TV series Cheers. This is ABC News.
Are you ready for a new refrigerator? Buy it now. Don't wait for a July 4th sale. Lock in your savings on Whirlpool French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Visit us in Reedsburg, Richland Center, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Church League softball is canceled for tonight at Richland Center's Kruska Park. And tomorrow night there will be a meeting at 6:30 at the park in Gotham. They're preparing for an upcoming Wednesday night cornhole league at Buena Vista Bicentennial Park. Tomorrow night's meeting will be at 6:30. On the state of Wisconsin scene, the Packers' first-round draft pick Matthew Golden will now buy his family home back after signing his rookie deal.
That's the house I grew up in when I was younger. You know, it got taken away from us a couple years ago. You know, just knowing that I'm in a position to be able to get that back for all my family, you know, my little cousins that grew up there, just for everybody to go back home, you know, just feel that energy. You know, that's something my grandma always wanted. Before my great-grandma died, you know, she always wanted one of her grandsons to make it to the NFL. You know, I'm the last one standing in, and I made it.
Tonight, rookie pitcher Logan Henderson starts the second game of the series for the Brewers at American Family Field. The Brewers will be going for their third straight victory after last night's win against Baltimore by a score of 5-4. The Wisconsin men's basketball team has one remaining open spot on its roster. Head coach Greg Gard says he's looking for a big man. Currently, at this point, 6'10" Australian Austin Rapp is the only player arriving through the transfer portal that fits the role. I'm Phil Nee with an update courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry-quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
Tonight, temperatures expected to cool down to the lower 40s. East winds of 15 to 25. Showers continuing. Wednesday, scattered drizzle, on and off light rain, and highs of 52. Northeast winds 10 to 15. Wednesday night, lows of 43, mostly cloudy, and then partly sunny Thursday with highs in the lower 60s. It's a cloudy 43 degrees, and we've received 1 inch and 48 hundredths of rain. The barometer is down to 29.86. Northwest winds are at 4. Again, it's 43 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
To the ice cream stand, laughing at all the silly things that both of us say. That's my idea of a perfect day. Trying new lip gloss, making TikTok videos, staying up past midnight, wondering where the time goes. Headed to the beach, playing it.
night, life of the party, it's all an illusion. You can't hide that big heartache, so stop the delusion. Waiting for someone's rescue, my arms are out here. This is for life, don't ever doubt it, I'm already falling, and love is alive, so stand up and shout it, this distance is calling, the others who stand behind me, they don't look nothing.
Some spend some time with me. Mama takes her little man, sets him on her lap, starts dialing up some numbers on the phone. She says, Daddy, come home early, you don't have to chase that dollar, 'cause your little man has got one here at home.
Jamie Johnson with the dollar. Right now it's time to hear the Paul Harvey program, sponsored today by Utter Brothers Creamery, which combines a love of quality and a passion for community, creating a welcoming spot for family and friends to gather, enjoy, and make sweet memories together.
Now, the rest of the story. It was the youngsters with whom he wandered the streets of the west side of Manhattan who first called him Jack. In fact, he began calling himself Jack after a while. Stickball and Potsy were the two most popular games in his neighborhood. Jack did more watching than playing. He never quite kept up with the other children. The boy's physical frailty concerned his father, so much so that when Jack was 10, it was announced that he was being sent to a summer camp in Vermont. Camp Connebuck, it was called. Maybe the fresh air and vigorous atmosphere would do him some good. However, Jack's first night away from home was a lonely one. Not that he missed his parents exactly, but he did miss their being nearby. The woodland surrounding Harvey Lake was nice and quiet compared to the city, but it was an imperfect stillness, invaded by the menacing sizzle of a million unimaginable insects. Next day, Jack really did have something to worry about. You see, the recreational emphasis of the camp was on horseback riding. Jack was just plain scared of horses. So scared that when it was time to saddle up, he hid. He ran away and hid. In fact, every time the counselors brought the horses out of the stable, Jack would run off, most often paddling in the clear, cool waters of Harvey Lake. Almost a week passed before the camp director had had it. As long as Jack refused to ride with the other boys, he would simply have to stay behind and do chores. Well, Jack was relieved. Chores sounded easy enough. And then he heard about chore number one. There was a lot of debris on the bottom of Harvey Lake, dead branches mostly. And if it built up below the diving board, it would create a hazard. So Jack was told to remove the lake bottom junk. Incidentally, the water was 12 feet deep. But how, the boy asked, was he supposed to do that? The camp director smiled and said, just swim down there and take it out a piece at a time. Well, anything was better than dealing with those horses. So little Jack went down to the lake, waded in, waist high. Holding a deep breath, he made his first wide-eyed visit to the silent world. And you know what? It was the beginning of a love affair that would last a lifetime. Oh, by the way, many years later, September 1981, a little lake in Vermont made the newspapers. Evidently, the locals were considering a hydroelectric plant right there on the lake's only tributary, until some fella came along and pledged $13,500 toward the protection of those waters. That's right, it was Harvey Lake. And the man who came to its rescue, fondly recalling the first underwater swim there, was Jack, of course, all grown up now, and it began with a fear of horses for a little boy whose friends called him Jack and who got hooked on diving at 12 feet, but one day plunged 4.5 miles and became the inventor of the Aqualung, the commander of the Calypso, the undersea explorer the whole world remembers and reveres as Jacques Cousteau. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
There were many school referendums this spring, and in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that, and they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools, but those funds are not getting to our schools, and we should be asking why. Two-thirds of school funding used to be from the state, but that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Right now at U.S. Cellular, you can get our best deal ever and pay $15 per line when you get four lines. That's the same as the overpriced latte I just ordered.
Whoa, man, what do you have against lattes?
Oh, just saying, $15 per line for four lines is a pretty hard deal to beat.
Okay, but is your deal made with co-op-raised beans and house-made non-GMO oat milk?
No, but $15 per line for four lines at U.S. Cellular is pretty sweet savings.
Not sweeter than this matcha cold foam.
Yeah, that's not what I ordered. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobasin Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
100.9 WRCO. I originated, darling. Tears fill my eyes. All of the promise. milestone reached and a future launched. The Kickapoo LaFarge Class of 2025 is ready to soar. With best wishes from Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Jones Chevrolet, Osborne Stump Removal, and Dairyland Transportation.
I'm eating right and I'm living good, doing everything I said I would. Fighting that freeway mob, I bet you never thought I'd really go. I'd never get as far as Mexico.
But I've even learned to speak the language some, down on the beach drinking coke and rum. You wouldn't know me with this golden glow, soaking sun in Mexico.
Circus Cowboys, Eddie Raven, I Got Mexico. Hope you continue to have a great afternoon or late afternoon into evening. I will talk to you again real soon. The 5 o'clock news brief, sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A new ground-based and space-based missile defense system in the U.S. is one step closer to reality. President Trump at the White House announcing the initial plans for the Golden Dome missile defense plan. That system would be able to intercept ICBMs, cruise missiles, and hypersonic capabilities by China and Russia.
Ronald Reagan wanted it many years ago, but they didn't have the technology, but it's something we're going to have. We're going to have it at the highest level.
The president says it will protect future generations. That system could cost billions to complete. A fourth employee at the Orleans Parish Jail has been suspended after 10 inmates escaped the jail last week. It includes a maintenance worker who allegedly told authorities he shut off the water to a cell's toilet. Six escapees are still on the run and considered armed and dangerous. And Hollywood is mourning the loss of George Wendt. The actor, best known for his role as Norm Peterson on the hit TV series Cheers. This is ABC News. Israel says it will not back down from its mission to eliminate Hamas. Israel's allowing aid to trickle into Gaza once again after a nearly three-month blockade. It comes as Britain is now cutting off trade talks with Israel.
The British government is